Dr. Jacobs, Kim from Ontario has an old horse with osteoarthritis that she is managing with NSAIDs. She wants to know how long-term NSAIDs might affect the gut microbiome.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the most important thing when we talk about NSAIDs or any other pharmaceutical is to make sure that you're providing them under the direction of your veterinarian, which I'm sure you are. They're phenomenal options for treating horses with osteoarthritis. But as you mentioned in your question, there are potentials for there to be side effects. And so we do know that long-term NSAID administration has been associated with gastric ulcers in horses and also with some hindgut dysfunction specifically in the colon of the horse. There is ongoing research around the country. There was actually a paper published in 2022 that investigated the use of both NSAIDs as well as specific COX-2 inhibitors and their effect at different areas of the horse's GI tract and specifically in different parts of the microbiome. And the research has shown that there are changes to the microbiome of a horse that is on chronic NSAID administration. And so, while we may not necessarily know the overall effects of that to the health of the horse, to the longevity of the horse, to the performance of the horse, we do know that when you look at the microbial community, so what bugs are there and how many of their friends they brought to the party, we do know that there are changes that occur when horses are on NSAIDs for a prolonged period of time. So my recommendation, again, as Madeline mentioned, is making sure that you are keeping up with a consistent, high quality forage source for your horse. Make sure that the concentrate diet that you're providing your horse is very consistent, high quality nutrition, highly digestible ingredients. And if your horse does need to be on any of these pharmaceuticals, that consistency in the horse's diet can help to potentially either overcome or mitigate some of the maybe side effects, if you will, of some of this pharmaceutical administration.